Hypersomnia is when people sleep too much. When they wake up, even though they have slept 10, 12 hours, they don't feel rested. During the daytime, they also get sleepy or have small naps. And so therefore, hypersomnia lasts all 24 hours. It does seem like it is disrupting the circadian rhythm that all of us have. Secondly, that may be associated with different kinds of hormones and proteins in the brain that may be responsible for this.
What does this have to do, though, with major depressive disorder? How is that linked to it?
That's their primary symptom. People who have hypersomnia also eat a lot, or at least snack a lot, much more weight gain as opposed to those who have insomnia. Also, more fatigue and a different subtype of depression.
This particular study concluded aerobic exercise would be a way to treat this problem?
There's very good preclinical or animal data showing that if exercise leads to neurogenesis, that is, brain cells actually regenerate. And there are also reductions in stress hormone and inflammation. In a related publication from this very study, we found that those patients who have more inflammation do better with exercise. And if you compare that with other studies, SSRIs like Prozac, etc., they actually do less for people who have inflammation. So it is almost like exercise is an anti-inflammatory treatment. So what we found is that people who have this higher inflammation, they are really not responding to regular antidepressants. When you give them exercise as a treatment, either running on a treadmill or on a bike with moderate intensities, this inflammation goes down, and that is how their sleep improves.
Does the aerobic exercise do anything to alleviate the actual depression?
Before they were put into the study, they had tried an SSRI. The SSRI had not worked, and they still had significant depressive symptoms. When we put them through the exercise regimen for 12 weeks with this intensity of exercise, the effect of exercise on their depression was very similar to the effect you see with an SSRI. Obviously, we need to be careful because, like with any other antidepressant treatment, not everybody does well with exercise.
You've been looking into this idea of the ties between depression and exercise for some time.
I have a particular interest in two things. One is to understand the biology and behavior of people with depression so that we can subtype them, so that we can then clarify you have this type of depression as opposed to that type of depression. And the reason that is that I am also interested in trying to find that very subtype of depression where exercise is the best treatment as opposed to some other treatment.
What led to you thinking that exercise could be a treatment?
My best teachers have been my patients. I started treating with really significant medications in my treatment research and found rapidly that there were subgroups of patients who would say, only when I exercise I feel better. This medication may be good, but I can't really become normal unless I'm exercising. And that started getting me down the road that if this is truly the case, then we need to put exercise through the rigorous test that medications or psychotherapy are put through. And that's how I got down the path.
Dr. Trivedi, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.